On the 10th of April, you've got Palm Sunday. And on the 17th of April, you have Easter Sunday. But it's good. The Papa here are very happy for us to meet on Good Friday. So that service will be the same time as our Sunday one. In other words, at 9:30. You won't lose another hour for those.
Now
today is Mothering Sunday, and we're going to start with a couple of songs, and I'll hand over to Richard.
Thank you, Bruce. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
Now, I think We All Our God is the first one, and that has references to a mother's arms in it, which is why Bruce suggested it. There weren't that much of many hymns or songs that mention mothers. You've got this one.
Now, all about the mother church, isn't it? It's not about mothers. It's the mother church.
Here we are. Well, now, I think We All Our God, followed by Bless the Lord and the Soul.
Let me
stand before God in prayer. Let us pray. We come, Lord, to worship you. We come to thank you. We come to say that we love you. We want to thank you for your love for us. We want to thank you for the gift of salvation. And we want to thank you for all that you mean to each one of us. We bring to you this morning our families, our friends, and we pray, Lord, that you would be with them and meet their needs also. We pray for Rita and her family. Be with them as they join together today. Be, Lord, with Stuart. Lord, you know he is still in pain. Oh, we pray for healing. We pray that you'll keep him safe. We pray that you will do all that he needs at this time. We know that Bruce has got this unfortunate infection, and we pray that you will be with him. Also, Lord, we ask that you be with his parents, who are not having an easy time. And we pray for Dawn, Emma and Hannah, because the infection seems to be going through that family. We ask that you would be the healer to all of these people that we've just mentioned. Lord, as we come to worship you today, we know that this is what we call Mothering Sunday. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all those who have mothered us. We want to thank you for mothers throughout the world, and especially for mothers who are obedient to their call. Those who accept their responsibilities with joy in their heart. Lord, keep them all strong and faithful, and be with those in their family that they care for. Keep them safe, dear Lord, we pray. And Lord, as we look in the wider world, we pray for the situation. Lord, we long to see Russia withdrawing from the war that they are involved in. We pray for the people of the land that are being persecuted. Lord, we pray for the refugees. We thank you for the countries that are taking refugees. Lord, for those who stay, for those who seek to defend their country, we pray that you would be with them. And Lord, we pray for all the leaders of all the nations. Lord, how we pray that they may know your wisdom, that they may know your desire for all people to live together in peace. And Lord, we should be joyful. We will be happy. We will be so glad when people throughout the world do live in harmony and unity together. Help us to get rid of our differences. Help us to be your family in this world. So, Lord, hear our prayers and go with us as we go our own way later. Go with us to our homes and families and bless us each one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Rita asked for this, for us to sing this one, so she's not here, so I'm hoping she's going to be able to watch it later on.
She will.
Pardon?
She will be watching.
I serve a risen Saviour, he lives.
Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them, and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple who he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his own home.
The next song we go to sing is "Be Still and Know That I Am God."
Yeah.
I want to share with you from the verses that Eunice has already read, verses 25 to 27. And this is what it says. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to Mary, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that moment on, that disciple took her home into his own home. When we look at scripture, we find that Mary is a very popular name in the Bible. And that's where we meet people like Mary of Cleopas, who was the wife of Cleopas. Mary Magdalene, probably one of the better known. She probably came from the town called Magdala. She and the other women who ministered to Jesus appeared to be women of considerable wealth. And she stayed by the cross, Mary Magdalene, to the very end. And then there was Mary, the mother of Mark, who was sister to Barnabas. And then there was Mary and her sister Martha, who were sisters to Lazarus. And then we come to Mary, the mother of Jesus. This Mary was from the tribe of Judah and of the lineage of David. She had a sister, Elizabeth, but there are only four times in John's Gospel that Mary is mentioned. But Luke, of course, tells us much more. He shows how the Lord sent the angel Gabriel to Mary about the coming of the birth of Jesus. Though Mary couldn't understand how it could be possible, she said, "I am the Lord's servant, so may it be." Then we read she went and visited her relation, Elizabeth. And then we're told about Mary's song, wonderful song, and known especially in the Anglican Church as the Magnificat. It's a wonderful song. But in John's Gospel, the one that we read, we only have the four occasions. One, the marriage of Cana, where Mary, mother of Jesus, witnessed his first miracle. Remember, the wine ran out. Jesus performed that miracle. The second one is in Capernaum, possibly where she lived for a very long time. She met Jesus there. And then, of course, she met him at the foot of the cross. There she was, looking up to her son, God's special son, tied to a cross. And the fourth one, after the ascension of Jesus, after Jesus had gone to be with the Father, after the resurrection, Mary met with the disciples in the upper room, waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. So those are the little bits that we know from John's Gospel. I want to share with you just three very short points. First is Mary's obedience. We're talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, of course. Mary was obedient to all that was required of her, right from her first encounter with Gabriel, the angel of the Lord. Right the way through from then until she saw Jesus on the cross. And he said, "Dear mother, here is your son." Obedience is of course required by all her followers. So I think from Mary's obedience, we need to ask ourselves this question. Are we obedient to God and to his word? We're going to follow Mary's example. That is required of us, surely. Secondly, there's Mary's humility. Chosen to bear God's son. What a privilege. The angel to come and say, "You are going to bear God's son." You know, some people, it would make them rather pompous, wouldn't it? Yet, in all this, Mary displayed great humility. She stayed in the background, and she was faithful to our Lord at all times. And so, looking at her example again, you need to ask ourselves, have we learned to live a life of humility? Thirdly and finally, there is her example. We would have to look a long way to find such a wonderful example to follow than Mary's obedience, her humility, and her faithfulness. She quietly followed the Lord and his will for her. What an example. Oh, the Son of God. And yet she didn't push herself. She wasn't pompous. She was humble. She was obedient. And yet, in the background, she was so faithful. And so, we say, obedient, humble, and faithful. Surely, if we're going to follow Mary's example, that is what we are required to do as Christians. To be obedient, to be humble, and to be faithful. Praise be to the Lord for Mary and like her many others who have learnt those lessons of obedience, humility and faith. Before we sing our final song, it is Mothering Sunday, so I have a small little thing to do. From our church family, we bring you these as we remember.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're on the table.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm not what I am, a mother to
care. We always give it to all ladies that are with us. And when we knew that Rita had been taken by her family, she received one of these yesterday. So she has been included. So God bless you.
Did the men not get a bottle of beer?
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
You've got to wait till Father's Day.
I'm waiting.
Well, the final song is "Won't Be There for You." Still working. The other person.
Right. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, the final song is "Wonderful Grace." I'm hoping that you know it, but it's a lovely song. It was sung at the Stoneleigh meetings back in the 80s and 90s. Let me go free.
Great my great Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Oh, well, apparently we've got a bonus verse then.